The first high performance habit is seek clarity. And what we need to seek clarity on right now is what is stealing our performance. What's stealing most people's performance as a symptom is this distraction.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of, and I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life, and that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com, and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go, yearofmastery.com.
For those who don't know, you know, I've had 3 million people take my online courses. I have 10 million followers across our brands on social media. I mean, we get input, like a lot of input. The inbound that we receive is intense, and I'm always looking thematically for what are people struggling with. And if I could make a theme just for this group, I won't do it tomorrow, but just for this group right now, is you got to get your performance edge back. You have to. This is what we've lost. Everyone's like, what did we lose since the pandemic? What's going on in our offices and our buildings? I'm like, people lost the performance edge. That part of us that has that hunger and that drive, but also that willingness and almost that where you look struggle in the eye and you kind of smile at it. Right now, as you know, everyone looks struggle in the eye and they complain about it. They're gonna go tell their neighbor, their friends, everybody else around them. They wanna tell everybody how bad it is and why it's bad and whose fault it is. And we have lost the drive in our offices. We've lost the drive on a Tuesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, even though a group like this, I know you all, you can grit and grind it through and you can struggle it through and you will still win. It just doesn't feel the way winning is supposed to feel. Who's had a couple months at all in the last 2 years where you were like grinding and you're like, this? Who almost said this? Anyone? I'm in the house of the Lord and I'm not a swear. That's the most I've ever mouthed the F word in front of an audience, just so you know. I'm milk toast in the industry. I'm not the controversial one. I don't swear. You know, I don't gamble. I don't take pictures in jets. You know, I'm just not that guy. So I don't have anything to show off for you, but hopefully I can tap into something that you might have been feeling on your own team, in your own house, in your own office. The worst thing that has happened is we've lost performance edge and people don't know how to get it back. Because you know what they're still saying? I can't wait for it to turn back to normal. And there is no greater indication than the performance edge is gone when someone's saying, I can't wait till it comes back to 20 whatever year. Right? I can't wait until we go back and make something great again. And that's not a political statement. It's a psychological one. There's trouble. We've lost the edge, the dynamic. I love what Irwin just taught about creativity and tapping into something. Because what he talked about, especially at the end, which I really resonated with, I got to hear his whole speech backstage, was about that sense of aliveness that comes from curiosity and trying new things. But I know a lot of people, and you do too, who they're out at the edge, they're pushing, but something, they've lost something. And I'll share with you what I think the symptom is, and then maybe we'll try to do the root cause just for you and leaders, like how you think about it, right? Because what everyone blames now, oh, my people, they're disengaged, they're distracted. In fact, if I sat down with this group and I asked you, and we just did this huge survey with 10,000 six and seven figure earners across the US, and we just asked a very simple question. And you know how hard it is to get 10,000 people to fill out a 13-minute survey, but I have an institute, we do this kind of stuff. What they would all say is, if we ask them, why aren't you achieving more? And we give them a list of things, or even a box to type in. Everybody says there's too much going on, and everybody will blame the symptom of distraction. Oh, my people are so distracted. I'm kind of distracted. I don't know, I'm on social media too much or something. Everyone blames distraction. I really want to talk about that today and where that comes from. And it's true. I want you to think about your results that you've gotten this year. Who's happy with their results this year so far? Yeah, a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5, come on, 6, 7, 8, 9. At least you gave me the hand gesture. He's like, eh. Other people are like, I don't know. Should I raise? I don't know. If you're unhappy with it, you could blame distraction, but that's not the real root cause. But people will say it is, and in some ways it is. I don't know if you know this, the average American spends 4 hours a day now watching television. Another 2 hours on social media consumption, not creation. I'm like, where does the average American get 6 hours for that stuff? What are they doing? But even entrepreneurs in North America, their average spend just on consumption to this day on just Facebook and Instagram, just the Meta platform, is an hour a day. Consumption. Now that might not be you, but I really want to walk something through with you and then we'll get to the root cause. If you have an hour a day on consuming social media, I just want to tell you what's happening to your brain. But most importantly, for the high performers in the room, you'll like the math better. Do the math with me. 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, how many hours a week? 7 hours a week gone. Who's ever showed up on one day, a work day, and you had like 5 hours to work that day because you were on a vacation or you're into a flight and you just crushed it. You're just like, you just destroyed it. So 7 hours is significant. 7 hours a week, that's a work day, isn't it? That's a full work day for most of us. Like, doesn't mean you don't work 14. I'm just saying, in a room like this, your weapons, you can get a lot done. You know you can get a lot done in 7 hours if you have to. So a work day gone every week. So, well, at the end of the month, That's 4 work days gone. 2 months, that's 8 work days. That means in 3 months, you're at 12 work days, which 12 work days is really 2 full weeks. If you think about it. I was like, Brendan, how do you get so much done? You got all this content. You got almost 200 employees between all our companies now. You know, I had one exit at $2 billion company, you know, working on another one, trying to ride our way up to the next unicorn, just building all these things. We're really having a good time. Get to do so much work with Randy and Ethan, who are like my brothers from another. And how do I get so much done? I'm like, well, I actually don't think I do. It's the difference is that in 3 months, I have 12 extra days than most people do. That's the difference. In 3 months, I got 12 more days than most people. But run out the math now. Hour a day, 7 hours a week. Well, guess what? That's a work day a week. How many weeks in a year? 52. So you lost 52 work days. That's a month and a half a year. That's a month and a half. How do you get so much done? I got a month and a half more than most people. Except I just lied to you. I don't have a month and a half more than most people because most people aren't consuming 1 hour of social media a day. The average in North America is 2 hours of consumption a day. 52 work days times 2, that's 100 work days more I have a year than the average person. I know that's true for many of you. Now, I know at this point, some of you are like, screw you, Brendan. I'm not a social media person. I don't do that. Well, maybe television's your distraction. Or for many people, especially entrepreneurs, where you've got so many opportunities and you can chase them all, the truth is your distraction is your opportunities. Yeah. Who's got a GoDaddy account with a whole lot of URLs in there you spent too much time on? Okay. You might not call it social media, but you know what I'm saying. You can lose some time. You lose some time sometimes, and you're losing too much time. So think about it. Just 2 hours of distraction a day. And I want you to teach your team this math. Don't think I'm preaching at you. I know what audience this is. You need to tell your followers, your family, and your team, hey, if we lose 2 hours of distraction a day, sometimes that's a little bit to social media. Sometimes it's we just didn't write down our goals for the day. So we kind of meandered and screwed around the morning. And then it hit 2 o'clock and you got serious about the day. Who's ever been there? Like, you don't get, like, you're up, you're vibrant, you've done your workout, you feel good, but you're kind of screwing around. And then it's not until the afternoon you kind of get at it. So maybe you're 2 hours in the morning somewhere of just kind of like, la, 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 all over the place. So now that 2 hours, I just want to do the math. 2 hours is 100 work days a year. Now, this is where, you know, people start judging me a little bit when I do the math with them. Because remember, I said, I actually don't think distraction's the problem. I think it's a symptom. I think that 2 hours of distraction or that 4 hours of television, those are huge symptoms. And some people say, Brendan, just don't be the efficiency guy on me right now. Please. I need the 2 hours. I need the pizza and the wine and the popcorn. And I just need it. I'm like, oh, I'm not taking that away. I'm not asking you to work more because maybe your 2 hours is actually that break that you deserve. Maybe that 2 hours is like what Erwin was talking about, where he's having this beautiful experience with his wife of all these years because maybe a few more hours with her is the thing. So don't say I'm trying to tell you, you got to work 2 more hours a day. I'm just saying 2 hours of distraction is 100 days. 2 hours of distraction, 100 days. Once that hits you, poof, this myth that I don't have time, which every real entrepreneur you know in your life says a lot. Raise your hand if that's true. Every real entrepreneur you know, because I've been coaching for 17 years, I've coached 3 billionaires for 7 years straight every week. Everyone says I don't have time. And then when I fly into their life and I have them open up the calendar and we go through week by week, previous week, there's so much time because sometimes your disorganization is actually your distraction. Your lack of direction is the distraction that's taken 100 days a year from you. So I don't want you to say, well, Brendan came and said, I got to work more. I'm going to go, no, I want you to have clarity that 2 hours of unconscious lost time cost you 100 days. Now, I'm okay if you go, because I want to let you know how I live my actual life. Bless you. I'm totally okay with, hey, one of those hours, I'm kind of a little bit Irwin. If you came into my house in the morning, Brendan's kind of wandering around like a nutty professor. I really am. I'm just philosophizing. I'm capturing. I do all my reading in the morning. I mean, I don't look high efficient Brendan. You know, my wife, Denise, she'll come in, she'll say some things to me, and sometimes I'll go, I'm sorry, what was it? Because I'm in my creative dreamland in the morning. It takes me a while until I do my workout, until I do my reading, until I do my journaling and my goal setting for the day, until you'd call me, oh, he's a weapon. Yeah, okay, he's really good. If you watch me in the morning, it looks kind of stupid. Except those hour or two, that's where I'm getting my creative flow. That's how I've created 4 pieces of content on the internet every day for 17 years, broken only 3 days when I had a brain injury. So when you do 30 online courses and then they all did $1 million, or I used to do, some of you all know, I did 8 seminars a year, 8 4-day seminars a year for 15 years unbroken. 8. Some of them were small, they were masterminds. Some were those big ones you see on social media with me, right? So that kind of output and that kind of marketing and that kind of content, I need that access time. So for me, you might say, Brendan, get your computer faster. And I go, no, those 2 hours, I kind of need to just let things happen. I need to listen to God and let things flow a little bit, tap in and just hear things and write things. So please, again, I'm not the efficiency guy today. I'm here to be the high performance guy, which says the first high performance habit is seek clarity. And what we need to seek clarity on right now is what is stealing our performance. What's stealing most people's performance as a symptom is this distraction.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out.
You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.